It's Morning Edition from NHPR. The Governor's Advisory Committee on Transportation will vote this week on a plan that would increase tolls statewide. The proposal is to increase toll rates by an average of 27%, which would raise an estimated $36 million annually for infrastructure improvements. Supporters are saying the plan will improve roads faster, while critics are calling it another tax. Greg Moore is the state director for Americans for Prosperity. He opposes the toll increase, and he joins us now in the studio to talk about why. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. What about this proposal do you disagree with? Why would this increase be a bad thing for New Hampshire residents?
Fundamentally, this puts a lot of pressure, particularly on the people who are at the low end of the income scale. It's a significant increase, particularly in the two heavy commuter tolls, which are in Hooksett and Bedford. Those tolls are only a little over a third of the people there are out of state. The heavy out-of-state usage is in the Hampton Toll Plaza. I happen to live just near the Bedford tolls, and it's a very easy-to-avoid toll with the Resort Connector where people can hop off and on. And I see the faces of the people in those cars driving by. It's frequently young families, young people in cars that are almost as old as they are, contractors and old trucks. Those are people who feel the need to avoid it. So that's the people you can tell who are being impacted substantially.
So you feel this is going to substantially hurt those who would use the tolls most often, commuters and New Hampshire residents that need to go through it daily.
Absolutely. And the better solution for infrastructure spending is similar to what the governor and the legislature did this year. Because we had a boom economy, that frequently means more traffic on the roads because our economy is doing better. And that's a good thing. So this past year in the budget, the governor and legislature took $36 million and took it out of the surplus because of the strong economy and took those dollars and put them into transportation spending and infrastructure spending. That's a better solution over the long term because while you want to grow your infrastructure while your economy is booming, there will be another economic downturn. But if those tolls go up, that's when it's really going to have an impact, and particularly on the least fortunate.
What do you say to those who would say, look, we haven't had a toll increase in a decade. We've got infrastructure projects. We've got red-listed bridges. We need the money. What do you say to people that say, look, we need to raise tolls at some point. We need to increase revenue here.
Actually, spending on infrastructure has increased dramatically, substantially, since 2007 when we last increased tolls. Those toll increases were substantial, and they actually were part of a two-series toll increase. Not only did we actually raise the toll rates, but we also took away the tokens for those folks who lived in New Hampshire at the time that used to get a 50% discount on your tokens. So that disappeared as well.
There is discount for EasyPass users.
It's a
30% discount.
It's a much smaller discount and even less for commercial vehicles. Mm-hmm. And it's a substantial impact. The cost increases don't just fall upon the people who pay the tolls. They also fall upon the consumers because all the commercial goods that come into New Hampshire that bring the goods to our retailers have to pay those tolls as well. And those costs are passed along to the consumers in terms of higher prices. So it's not just the toll payers who are paying the cost of these increases. And again, the focus really should be on when we're trying to grow our infrastructure in a boom economy, like thankfully we are in at the moment, let's use dollars that are coming in from that booming economy to use a one-time expenditure so we're not left with a long-term obligation, which is really going to hammer the least fortunate in years to come when our economy isn't so strong.
But tolls in New Hampshire are much less than other states, in the Northeast particularly. I mean, I'm thinking, of course, of New Jersey, New York, but even through Boston and so on, the toll structure there is much higher. Can you make the case that New Hampshire isn't still competitive even with this toll increase?
Well, our roads and bridges in the Northeast are considered among the best. We have some of the best bridges and roadways. And if you've ever driven in Massachusetts, you know exactly what I mean. Driving down Route 93, I sometimes feel like the place has taken heavy artillery fire.
But conditions aside, what I'm saying is that the toll rates in these other states are much higher.
And I think it's great. We should always have an advantage. We should always welcome an advantage we have over other states, something that makes us a competitively better place to do business, a competitively better place to live, is something that each and every one of us should embrace on a regular basis. And having a lower toll structure is just one more selling point that we can use as a place to base your house, your business, and as a cost that businesses won't have to pay if they're based here, which of course means additional jobs and hopefully better jobs.
Are there projects that you would like to see scratched off the docket in the state that would make maybe this toll increase unnecessary?
The poster child for this is a $32 million expenditure for a pedestrian and bicycle walkway on the General Sullivan Bridge between Newington and Dover. That obviously is not going to help reduce any congestion or traffic in the Seacoast area where there is a problem, a substantial problem. And yet, instead of actually looking to widen that bridge, which is a bottleneck for a lot of people during commuter hours, they're instead looking to take an old defunct bridge, which frankly is rotting in place, and bring it up to standard, which frankly should be demolished or at least blocked off, because at the end of the day, it's not a good investment of toll payers' money or drivers' money. Instead, we should be looking for better projects where we get more bang for the buck, that actually deliver better services and actually focus on actually reducing commute times. And these would be good projects, for example, when we start to see the $36 million that was spent last year. Let's look for projects like that in the future. Let's make a one-time investment to solve it while we have a strong economy. Those are good uses of one-time funds.